From Washington, this is VOA News. After a presidential apology, Doctors Without Borders still calls for an international investigation. President Barack Obama has promised a thorough and transparent investigation into the bombing of a field hospital in Afghanistan that killed 22 people inside, including three children. In a phone call Wednesday, the president apologized to the head of Doctors Without Borders for the Kunduz bombing. He also called Afghanistan's president to express condolences for the civilian deaths. VOA's Zlatik Chahok says Doctors Without Borders has called for an independent investigation to determine whether the attack constitutes a war crime.
President Obama on Wednesday called Doctors Without Borders International President Joanne Liu to apologize and express his condolences for the loss of staff and patients.
The president assured Dr. Liu that the Department of Defense investigation currently underway would provide a transparent, thorough, and objective accounting of the facts and circumstances of the incident, and that if necessary, the president would implement changes that would make tragedies like this one less likely to occur in the future.
Doctors Without Borders said it wants an independent investigation of the bombing because it cannot trust the impartiality of U.S., NATO, and Afghan military investigations.
We are calling on President Obama to consent to the fact-finding commission.
Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Suspected airstrikes by a Saudi Arabia-led coalition have hit a wedding in war-torn Yemen, according to witnesses and officials, killing at least 15 and wounding at least 25 others. The attacks hit a home late Wednesday in the Sanban region of Damar province, which is held by Shiite Houthi rebels being targeted by the months-long coalition bombing campaign. This is